You know you're kind of a big deal, right?
Bitch, yes I do. That's because I consider fisting first base. But you do know you're kind of a big deal too.
Well, that's because I respect the process. Duh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and Douglas Parks.
Yo, people.
Hey, everybody. This is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal podcast and Off the Beaten Path. I'm here to tell you all about Midnight Alchemy. Midnight Alchemy is all natural products that makes you feel better. Using nothing but non-GMO, gluten-free, and non-animal tested products, I personally have used the pain relieving balm, and it is amazeballs. It starts working after about 10 minutes and makes you feel so much better. All Midnight Alchemy products are hand-created by Karen Jones, which is one awesome human being that cares about making you feel better. For more information and to order, follow Midnight Alchemy on Facebook at facebook.com/MidnightAlchemy423. Midnight Alchemy, the power of healing naturally. Hello, good people. This is Terry Miller and
Doug Parks
with Kind of a Big Deal podcast, and we're coming to you on this beautiful day. Well, it's night when we're recording, but on this beautiful day to chit-chat with you.
It was nice out.
It was nice out.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Now it's chilly.
Well, it's supposed to start raining tomorrow. Be all rainy and nasty again.
Oh, okay.
We were kind of like in the eye of a storm, I guess, today.
Oh, all right.
A very large, calm storm. You know
what I mean? So we have not spoken with you since the date of 4/22.
Damn.
So it has been a while, but we are back and excited to be recording some new episodes here. So we're going to kick off by talking about some TV shows that we're watching during quarantine.
I downloaded BritBox. And I paid for BritBox because it's only $4.99 a month. And I love it because I love all the old shows anyway, like the British sitcoms, especially like Absolutely Fabulous is on there. Mr. Bean's on there. Mrs. Brown's Boys. Keeping Up with Appearances. Are You Being Served? All the good ones. And there's some new ones that I had never had a chance to see. So I started checking them out. Like Father Brown, which is hilarious. He's a priest. That, like, he's like a Catholic priest, but he's like different from other Catholic priests.
Okay.
Because he solves crimes and stuff. And the police get really mad because he solves all the crimes before they do. And instead of just letting him be a priest and do what he does, they want to cop attitudes because they feel like they're being showed up. So it's funny.
Well, isn't he bloody dyke?
Yeah, it's bloody bastard. My favorite right now is about this old man and old woman whose family shove them off to a nursing home retirement facility. And they have their own apartments and stuff. But it's like these two are wreaking havoc and fucking people up. And it's fucking, it's hilarious. You kind of have to start over from the beginning and watch the whole thing.
Okay.
You know, because like if you just start off in the middle somewhere, it might be really funny. But you really don't know how these two met or their history. It's like, I don't know, it's a really good series. So if you download BritBox, definitely, definitely look it up. You know.
Yeah. I know I do enjoy Mrs. Brown's Boys. That's a good show.
Oh, yeah. It's very hilarious. Funny. Very, very funny. British sitcom is very hilarious. If you listen to it and you can understand what they're saying and you got to learn their slang and stuff like that. But it's really hilarious.
So I am actually enjoying a show called Legacies. There was two shows on the CW. One was called The Vampire Diaries. And then they had a spinoff show called The Originals. And then when The Originals were ending, they had decided to do a spinoff about the daughter of two of the people from The Originals. So now I'm watching that the third series in that whole line. And it's really interesting. It's more from like the teenage side of things, quote unquote, but it's still a really good story and I have enjoyed it. But they had like this season two, they had like all these different monsters on there, and the Krampus was one of them, and Cupid.
Is that the show you were watching the other day when you were giggling in the morning?
Yes.
I like shows like that. You know, I have to check that out. What season are you on?
Two.
Oh, okay. That could be something I can probably catch up on pretty quick. Yeah. I thought it was Charmed.
No.
For some reason. I didn't like just this. I was hearing it and kind of glancing at it, and I was getting Charmed.
Well, it's, you know, witches, vampires, werewolves.
Well, I like stuff like that. I might have to check that out.
The Vampire Diaries was really good. I watched all of that.
Yeah, I did too.
I watched all the originals. And then, of course, this is like this another spinoff of both. It's a spinoff of both of them, actually, because it has characters from the Vampire Diaries and from the originals. And like they make references to the Vampire Diaries. And they make references to the originals. And like, if you've never seen the originals or Vampire Diaries, like you can still watch the show because it's not blatant references to it.
Yeah.
It's things like you could miss and it wouldn't even matter to the story. But because it came from that, it still has bits and pieces in there. So that's definitely something that I've been interested in. And then a couple weeks ago, I watched a show called Containment. And that was really intriguing. It's actually by the same creator as that show, The Legacies. And it's about a cordon. They put up a cordon. And because there's this disease, much like coronavirus in a way, except for this is like sneezes and coughs, and then you're like coughing up blood, you know, really dramatic stuff. And that was really good. It only had one season, but it was really good.
There's a book series that I think they started to put to show and movie, and I can't remember the name of that stuff right now, but my cousin was talking about it because we have a book club, and she was talking about it. And I want to get the movies and see them because, like, I've already read the books, and in my mind, I've built my own characters to look the way I want. And movies always let me down. Like, Harry Potter was pretty much spot on. You know, they pretty much got it lucky. They did a good job. They did a very good job, you know?
They did.
Like, the twins, the right down to the twins, to, like, the brothers. Like, yeah. You didn't see Charlie and them much, but, yeah, like, even them, it's like, pretty much spot on, you know, but.
And I mean, there's a lot of different, is it in that realm?
Yeah, it's a wizarding type thing. These people, basically they're witches or whatever, warlocks, wizards, whatever they call themselves, but they have these special tattoos that they get put on, and the tattoo is a spell, and that spell gives you powers to do different things. And there's, I want to say Bane is the main, he's like a gay wizard that runs everything.
Oh, what is that called?
And
I know what you're talking about. Immortal Instruments?
Yeah, that's it. Immortal Instruments.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see the show.
I don't remember what the show is called, but my ex-wife used to watch it all the time.
The books were amazing. I still haven't read book 3 and 4. Like, I started, I got halfway through 3 and something got messed up, but there's other books I've missed. So I think I want to go back and reread from 1 all the way through again.
Yeah, and what I watched was really interesting. It's called Shadowhunters.
Yeah.
There was 3 seasons of it. So I don't know if they're going to have more or what without doing some research. But the first season was in 2016, 2017, 2018. So I guess the last season was in 2018. But, or 2019, either or. But, yeah, so there's it's on Freeform.
the show? What's the show called?
Shadowhunters is on Freeform. Oh. Was on Freeform and ended after season 3.
Oh.
So, but yeah, I had seen bits and pieces of it. I've never read the book. But when you said the tattoo thing, that is what gave it away.
Yeah.
Another one that they took from book to TV that was like, it actually, when they took it from book to TV, they actually tried to spin it off from the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
With one of the witches from that.
Yeah.
Which actually ended up being the... No, the girl that played a werewolf in the Vampire Diaries played a witch in that show.
Yeah.
It was called the Witches Circle or Circle of Witches or something.
Council of Witches.
No, it's like Circle, something with Circle. But they had that. That was actually, I didn't really like that. Like, I didn't get into it. So the story was good. It just wasn't as nicely done as the other ones. Because I guess because you can add a lot more story when you have like vamps and werewolves and all that kind of stuff in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, but yeah, Legacies is pretty good if you like the Vampire Diaries and the originals. So how about movies?
I haven't really seen any movies lately except for that one gay inspired show from Netflix. That Netflix movie we watched the other night started off with the guy on the train. Maybe I watched that by myself.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I don't know. I played it and I think I fell asleep and halfway through I woke up and then I'm like, yeah, this is going to put me asleep again. So I turned it off. Because all those gay movies, most of them are boring.
Yeah.
Cliche, weird, overdone, dramatized.
We did watch that movie about the pastor that told that the girl that said that she liked girls and he said that it was okay.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
that was a really good movie.
That was a good movie. I mean, it was definitely a B movie, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad done at all. Actually, they did a good job.
Yeah.
I guess they saved money by actually camping out.
Yeah. But and then like there was a couple parts that we had like talked and discussed about like could have been done a little better, but yeah.
Have you seen how hairy my pussy's gotten?
Yes, I have.
He is so fluffy. Your body pussies. Of course, he's sitting on my lap again.
Every time we record the podcast. So, I am excited once this quarantine is lifted to get more guests on.
Yeah, I am too. And we could go places and do things. Like we can record in a park or the woods or by the river.
Yeah.
You know, we can record out. I've been thinking the day on the way home, if like when I'm in my car by myself, I'm thinking about setting the tripod up in the car on the passenger side so that I can record while I'm driving and I can sing songs and talk and do whatever I do. You know, I can bitch about something.
Yeah, you're pretty good at bitching.
Yeah.
So how about we talk a second about this misunderstanding that we had today?
Yeah, you can if you want.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So Doug ordered gift wrap. I almost called it newspaper. Gift wrap from Party City. And he's like, hey, can you go and pick it up? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. Completely committed to doing it. Well, then today he texts me and says, if don't forget about the gift wrap if you feel like doing it, something something something. I said, well, I don't feel like doing it, but I will do it. And he got upset by that, and it wasn't like me being ignorant, it was just me being honest. I didn't feel like doing it, but I was still gonna do it.
Well, it in situations like this, it's like what I heard versus the what you said, you know, because it's text messaging. If you want somebody to understand what you're really feeling and saying, it's best to talk in person. Anytime you're texting somebody, there's going to be misunderstandings. This is how I heard it in my head when I read it. All right. I had texted you. I said, my back hurts so bad today. I said, how are you doing? And then you texted and said, I fell back asleep. I said, sorry for waking you. And you're like, no, I have to get a move on anyway. I said, well, if you don't feel like getting that wrapping paper, I can reschedule or cancel it. It's no big deal. And then you're like, I don't feel like it. However, you asked me to do it, so I have to. Like,
that's not the that, way I
but,
meant it.
But see, it comes from my last relationship when everything was twisted this way. And that's how it was literally said to me. Ugh, if I have to. And I hate that. If you like grunt your breath or you're like, ugh, I'm like, you know what? We're not doing it. Like, if this is bothering you, then we're not going to do it. It's no big deal. You know, but yeah, that's just like where it comes from. Just like you're dealing with shit from your last relationship.
Yeah.
It makes you act crazy sometimes and weird. And I don't understand it. You know, I basically just say, are you okay? Like, I ask you, like, if I think there's something wrong, sometimes I'll force it a little bit. Sometimes I'll just let it go, you know?
Yeah. And I can see where this whole text message thing is a problem. But the way that I had meant it was, is, yeah, I don't feel like doing it, but I'm still going to do it because you asked me to do it. So, therefore, since you asked and I agreed to it, I have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It wasn't a thing of me being ignorant or being sadistic about it. I was just being honest with how I had felt in that moment. And, like, we've always been very open and honest. And I didn't think that there was anything wrong with it, but I do understand what you're saying about the whole text message thing. Because there's been times that you've texted me, even at work, and like I'm sitting there like fuming about it. And Tracy's even said to me, like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, can you believe this? And she's like, Clay, it's a text message. You need to relax and stop, perceiving how he's saying it and just think clearly about how he would say it if you were talking to him in person. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, he is a fucking smart ass, you know, things like that. You know what I mean? Like, so I completely understand, like, how you can take a text message differently.
That's why all this shit blows up all the time. Somebody puts something on Facebook, they're reading a message that's written down. There's no, like, emphasis on this word or that word. There's no facial recognition with different emotion and gestures, you know? Like, because I could be like, I love you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I love you. You know, or you could be like, I hate you. You know, so it all depends.
I know you do.
It's like crazy. But people don't see that on message. That's why people fight on Facebook. It's like half the shit that's on Facebook. You know, I got my mom trying to call me today because her, I ain't even going to go there with my mother. But, like, you can't judge everything and everyone all the fucking time and call yourself a Christian that doesn't judge. Because that's what you fucking do. Admit it.
Yeah.
If you will stop lying to yourself about that, then maybe God can really have something to work with because he's a God of love and truth, right? So stop lying to yourself all the time. Admit that you are a hypocritical two-faced bitch and maybe you can go from there. At least I would respect you more for being honest about it. You know, you can't pretend like you're perfect and everybody else is the problem because that doesn't work in any religion or any belief. So it's like, I don't want to, don't call me.
Well, just like back to like the whole text thing and being posted on Facebook, I put up a post that was taken way wrong, that I was bashing people of religion. That are religious, and I was being ignorant to them. I wasn't being ignorant to anybody that's religious. I was talking about the people that constantly judge and are being two-faced bitches,
yeah,
and are being ignorant to each other.
That stemmed from my mother too.
And honestly, I mean, like we've said before, we believe in God, but I'm not extremely religious, but in my perception of the way that
the Christian people.
But at one time in your life, you were very religious.
At one time, I was.
You just awoken from that misguided belief, and you have to be perfect, and you are perfect, and everybody else is wrong. You know, you got past that. A lot of Christians can't. They get stuck there.
Yeah, but in my mind, what I'm thinking is like, you know, Jesus or God said, turn the other cheek and all this other stuff. But the only thing they do is they constantly judge and judge and judge. That's not turning the other cheek.
Yeah.
That's being a judgmental, manipulative piece of shit.
Well, their religion tells them to be a light to people. Like, people are supposed to look at you and be like, she's a good person. She doesn't judge people. She's always there to help people. You know, that's what people should be saying about you. Not, oh my God, have you seen her Facebook lately? You know, like, that's what I hear all the time. And I had to actually stop following my mom because the two-way shit. It's like, stop. It doesn't matter. That's what people want you. That's what the world wants you to do, is be fighting amongst yourselves. Because you know what happens when you fight amongst yourselves? You tear your own kingdoms down.
And the devil wins.
Yeah, well, like, the enemy wins. Because you're fighting amongst yourselves. You're weakening yourselves. You're weakening your world around you. And makes you more vulnerable for an attack. Because while you're focused on fighting this person, the real enemy's just tearing and attacking both of you. You know?
And it's much like, you know, you see in all these, like, war movies and war stories and even like supernatural stories that love is the greatest enemy, because that is something that breaks down your defenses. Like, when I was single, I was completely different as a single person than I am now in a relationship with you. Like, my walls were completely fucking up, and like, it was a fortress. Like, I was always watching everything, always watching everyone, always thinking somebody was going to, you know, do something bad to me or ignorant to me or something like that. Now, like, my defenses are down a little bit more because of love. And you don't think clearly when you're in love or when you're thinking about somebody else. So, I mean, like, that's the same thing, is you're thinking about other things and you're fighting about other things. So then threats can come in and destroy your kingdom.
Yeah. But that's what, if you read the Bible, there's all kinds of wars and battles that took place in the Bible. And it talks about strategies and stuff. And basically, the smartest way to win a war is to start a war within the country you're going to take over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what they've done to us in America. They have us fighting and arguing about every little fucking thing. Social media has lied and twisted so much shit. People believe. There is no right believing. It's all fucking lies. On both sides. Democrats and Republicans. There's lies and built and twisted shit on both sides. Christians and devil worshipers. There's lies and twists on both sides. You know, every religion out there is taught to fucking hate every other religion. People are taught to judge and put everybody down and put themselves into categories. That's why I kind of have a little bit of respect for people who are non-binary. They're saying, I'm not going to fucking hold to your titles. Now, I don't understand their whole belief and say I believe it.
Truthfully, but non-binary.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the posers in that aspect too. Like, I'm not just judging religion. I'm also... Yeah, I mean, I'll bring it up right now, and I don't care if anybody gets pissed off at me. You have people that judge other people in the LGBTQ community. You have people that judge in the African-American community, in the white community, or whatever the hell you want to call us, in the Asian-American communities. Like, they always judge each other, too. It's not just religious people, but... And they always judge others as well. And all that judgment just creates a bunch of hate, and it creates a bunch of ill will towards each other. But if you stopped hating somebody and just got to know them for their personality, they probably turn out to be a great fucking person and an ally.
Yeah.
But no, you just want to be ignorant and shut people out and push people away. And in the religious aspect, say that you're tainted by the devil or you're tainted by the dark side. And in LGBTQ communities, you know, they do the same thing. They push other people out and they want all of their stuff centralized to their community. And they don't want to let any other community in. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you're pretty much putting yourself in a bubble. You're putting yourself in a box. And that's not who we're supposed to be as people. We're supposed to get to know everybody. We're supposed to love everybody until they do you wrong. And I truthfully live my life like that. I will be very nice to somebody until they have done me wrong. And one time, yeah, I'll look past it. Two times, I'm not talking to you again. And now you're my enemy. So, I mean, just, I think differently than most people. I'm just saying, like, stop passing so much judgment.
Yeah.
Love more people. Because, you know, one of these days, you're going to be an old-ass person sitting in a retirement home, nobody visiting you, and you're going to be dying of some rare disease.
Yep. Just like that TV show I'm watching right now. And earlier, I forgot to tell you the title of that's called Waiting on God on BritBox. But, yeah, I totally get it. Like, right now, we're sitting here talking about the whole situation. That could be considered judgment because we're judging a situation. But I think it's all about how you handle it. Like with my mom, I got pissed off about a post she put up the other day. I responded to it. And then I'm like, you know what? My cousin Karen's like, just unfollow her. Just quit following her and you won't see it. It won't bother you. So I just unfollowed her. You know, a few years ago, somebody else that I was dating had a family member that hated gay people and went on my Facebook and put a whole bunch of hate-filled shit, like sick shit up there. About how we should just fucking rot and die in our own vomit, in our own fucking filth, and we're gonna burn in hell for eternity, and blah, blah, blah. Like, just went on and on. When I saw it, my first reaction was to fucking find out where they live and beat the hell out of them. You know, but first thought wrong, I had to stop and say, look, what are you gonna do? So I copied it so I'd have proof of it, and I took them down and blocked them and didn't say nothing. I didn't respond in any way. Now, there was a little bit of fallout because two of my friends had seen it before I took it down. One of them was still reading it when I took it down. So I talked to everybody about it, like all my close friends. I talked to them and showed them what was said. And I sought counseling through all my friends on the situation. And when we got done with that, I decided it's done with. I didn't talk about it no more. I dealt with it with them and talked about the anger and how it made me feel. And my friends absorbed that. And I do the same thing for my friends. So you got to balance it out. You need to have people you can have healthy relationships with. And you need to have people that you could party with and have fun with. You know what I mean? So you balance your friends. Some friends can do it all. That's your bestie.
Yeah.
You know, but.
And I mean, a wise man once said, family is not the one that you're created with.
No.
It's the one that's built around you. So, I mean, I get it. Like, there's a lot of times when you're going to go to your friends and talk about things. Like, but in hindsight, I'm giving my opinion and putting it out there. However, I do not dislike anybody that is of religious faith.
No.
Or in any community out there. I treat everybody as equally as possible. Have I said some things that are ignorant? Yes. I said some stuff that's ignorant to myself and my own quote unquote box that I've put myself in, type of thing. You know what I mean? So It's just, so I'm going to stop rambling about it.
No, you're fine. I'm listening. I just wanted to show you the bill I made Bentley while I was laying here.
I just don't want to bring up any more grief about it because of the Facebook post. But if you have some thoughts or feelings about us, send us a message on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on...
If you have questions that you would like to, for us to answer, put them up there. We'll write them down and use them on the show.
Yeah, and you can find our Facebook page at fb.me/kindcast. Almost forgot for a second.
I need to do more on TikTok too. I kind of fell off a little bit because we've been busy with stuff, but
yeah, we have been busy. So my bio mom's birthday's coming up, and
I can't wait.
We have been doing some stuff for her.
I know a way to get her to listen to the podcast.
What?
We'll just have somebody briefly mention in passing that we talked about the presents she's going to get for her birthday on the podcast, and she'll go and listen to all of them. And then when she gets to this part, she'll know we got her ass. Got you.
Gotcha.
We ain't talking about shit, bitch.
But
I love your mom. Oh, man. She's a cool person.
But anywho, so Doug's been doing some really cool rapping and stuff like that. So we'll put up some pictures of the wrapping and crafts and stuff we've been getting into. So speaking of mom's birthday, let's talk about our birthday plans. My birthday has passed, so I have to wait till next year, which will be my 30th birthday.
Well, that's a nice round number. It's a good, you know, it's a good jumping point for negotiations.
Yeah. And Doug's birthday is coming up on June 15th, and he's going to be older.
I'm going to be 44 years old.
44 years young.
44. 14 years older than you.
Really?
Yeah, 14 whole years.
Are you pointing it out now?
I mean, hey, you should feel happy about that. You're 14 years younger than I am. You're not the older one.
You forget that sometimes.
So let's talk about that. Maybe our listeners are going through that with their relationships.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I've dated. I tend, for a long time, I dated guys that were like 19 to 21. And then I got in my mid-30s, and I started to want to date older people. So I moved on to like between 25 and 35. That was the zone I was in, you know? But being 44, I'm almost 45, and being with a younger person, it almost as if like that phase of my life is kind of over, so I have a little less patience. Plus, like, all the bullshit from my last relationships is still there. You deal with things, you work through things, but there's always stuff still there. There's ghosts that linger. And no matter what anybody says or about anything, if you're dealing with certain things and you're in a relationship with somebody that brings it, that just comes up sometimes, not them doing it on purpose, but it just does, because all people tend to have carryover, you know, traits that other people have.
And you recognize it, you know, too.
I recognized that when I was always in long-term relationships, like 2.5, 3 years at least. A couple of them were longer than that. But those are pretty long relationships. And it seems like the bad traits about the people, I dealt with it so much that it pissed me off so bad. So when I went to the next person, I just kept building up on natural traits that I'm pissed off about. So then I get with somebody who shows them every now and then different ones. And you're just automatically like... you know, but like, if you love somebody, you have to acknowledge that that's there and that that is a thing, and you have to watch out for it when you do it. You know what I mean? It's all about just owing your own shit. And I thought she was going to knock something off.
Going from being in my past relationship to being in this relationship now, like, yeah, there's a lot of things that get brought up and things like that. But I think that the difference between them is I could never talk openly with her, where with you, I can talk openly with. So if something bothers me, like you and I have in this short amount of time, which is weird, but we can kind of sense when the other is like upset, and then we address it like, hey, what's wrong or what's going on and stuff like that. And then we kind of talk about it.
Well, it's hard because you've probably never dated an empath either. You know, an empath.
I have no clue what that is. Can you please explain?
An empath is somebody who they feel your energies. They feel your emotions. Like, they feel what you feel.
Yeah.
When you're hurting, they know why you're hurting because they feel that hurt. And if they know the difference between the different ways things hurt, you know, and an empath is somebody that can pick up on that. Your mother's one, you know, and I believe Serena may be one too, but like on a totally different level. She's got to get her own shit straight. She's all fucked up. You know, if she would get her own shit together, learn basic fucking ways of living and acting and grow up, I think she's one, you know. But yeah, it's just, it's like certain people have certain gifts and abilities, you know. I can see auras, things like that, and I never understood what it was growing up. I just thought I was normal. And when I see people paint pictures and stuff like that, stuff's missing. Or when I see TV shows and movies, stuff's missing. It's a different picture I see. You know what I mean? Mm. Or if you see somebody in person, you see these weird colors that flow around them. And I didn't know what that was until a few years back. And it's been about 10 years ago. Because back when I was incarcerated, I used to do nothing but read books. And I was studying different religions and stuff and how they believe and what made them believe that way.
Okay.
And I didn't care about being interested in their belief for me believing it. I was just trying to understand other people, where, how they see this. Why does this person believe this way? You know, if you study that, you're not going to be so mad at the religion. These people can't help it because that's what they were taught and that's what they were raised with. They can't help it if they were down and dirty and the only person to help them was a Muslim or a Jew or a Christian. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they attached themselves to that religion because that was a hope for them. You can't judge those people for that. You don't know. There's Christians like my parents who were raised to believe that way. Well, my mom, really. My dad later on came to believe through my mom. But that was a different process too. My dad never grew up without religion. Didn't really know what it was about. Oh, dude, that's stupid shit. Whatever. You know, and then you get my mom that was raised with it. But my mom, her dad used to beat her with a belt buckle if she didn't say grace right. Like, he was a fucking tyrant. He beat and abused those kids. It was horrible. And then when my mom was 6 and my uncle was 4, he just disappeared. Left him stranded. My grandmother raised him the best she could on welfare and working. You know, so they were raised with these religious beliefs that were like strict and out there. You know, and religions evolve and change too. Look at all the different denominations just for Christianity. There's different denominations for Judaism. There's different denominations for Muslims. You know, there's different denominations for every religion out there, and it just keeps spreading and spreading.
Yeah.
Because people can't come together in one mind on something. They just can't do it. No. It has to be done my way and the way I believe. Well, then get rid of the religious aspect and just be who you are. Be true to yourself. Live your life. Do what you want to do as long as it doesn't harm other people. You know what I mean? It's fine. Cut religion out of it and get rid of it. And fucking whatever you believe in, follow it. I'm pretty sure it's all leading back to one thing, you know, in the end. So, like, don't be judging other people for where they're at on their journey with anything in life.
Yeah. So moving back to the 14-year age gap.
I got your tail.
In all honesty, I think that a lot of times there's a lot of things that I do that it's because, let's face it, I still have that immature side to me. I mean, I'm only in my 20s. Like, I'm still quote unquote immature. You know, because I haven't lived that long. And so there's things that I do sometimes and you're like, you know, you really need to grow up. And it's like, bro, like, I'm literally like 14 years younger than you and you act like I'm 14 years older than you. So, like, there's that gap and that confusion there. And it's not a problem per se, unless you make it a problem. And that's where you then have to talk about it and communicate about it. Because then if it just sits there and nestles, then you're just going to blow up and then it's going to be a big problem.
Well, that's what's happened the other day. You were blowing up. You know, I wasn't on the porch. All I know is I asked your mom to scream upstairs for you because I wanted to show you something cool I found and talk to you about it. And I'm thinking, you know, he should be ready for work by now, you know, chilling, watching TV. I don't know what really was going on when your mom screamed for you. You were mad at her for screaming for you, but she did what I asked. And then when you come downstairs, you had an attitude when I was trying to show you something. I'm like, what did I do? You weren't mad at me, but I didn't know that because you're fucking pissed off. Like, I could tell. And then you come down off the porch a few minutes later and you're like saying something to your mom and you just not only you not really shoved me out of the way, but you just blew past me like, fuck off. I'm leaving, you know? And then I asked you what's going on and you just kept ignoring me and kept walking. And then I got fucking pissed off at that point. And I'm like, grow the fuck up, you know? But I wasn't there for the whole situation.
But that is me,
you know,
being grown by ignoring you and not turning around and snapping at you.
Well,
like
your anger comes out in many forms.
Me and, not saying anything usually is me trying, you know, to keep things inside until I can reason and talk about things.
But your anger comes out in many forms, and it's you're dealing with shit and facing it. So I'm not mad. Just sometimes another one might present itself like that time, like you were angry and you were handling it differently than you normally would, but at least you're handling it. You'll get there at some point, you know, you'll figure out your groove. I know mine, you know, I just usually come to somebody I know and bitch for a few minutes and I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, but that's still anger. That's, you know, not healthy.
Yeah, I feel like if you're in a relationship with an age gap, you just have to be mindful of the fact that there is an age gap.
Yes.
And you can't expect somebody to be at the same level that you are at, and I'm going to use us as an example.
Oh, I can expect it.
Expect me to be 44 years old in my mindset and set in my ways and all that kind of stuff. Like you are being almost 44 and you can't expect that out of somebody when there is an age gap. You have to have a little bit of leeway and you have to be able to talk about things or it's just going to be a fucking problem. So anything else you would like to hit on with the age gap?
I totally need to take a piece of this ribbon with me so I can stop by after work and get it. Is it Michael's?
Michael's, yes.
Okay.
So, you're not going to be able to stop after work and get it. I'm going to have to go down and get it.
Why?
Because they close at 6.
Fuck, that's right. I'm just happy that I'm with somebody that'll talk about it. You know? Because, like, all my friends have been through with me with everything. And a lot of them have been through the last two boyfriends that I've had and relationships that I've had and a few guys in between here and there that, you know, it just fizzled out or didn't change or they were douchebags or whatever, you know, or one of them thought cheating was an art form, you know, like stuff like that. But one of them was, he was more caught up in the fact that he was a Freemason than anything. That just made him somebody. And I didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I could tell he wasn't going to be able to get past that. Mm-hmm. And it was always going to be the thing. Or I'm a gay man. That doesn't mean that that's my identity. I'm not Doug the gay man or Doug the fucking homosexual or Doug the faggot. I'm Doug.
Yeah.
Being gay is just a part of me. A small, insignificant part. Compared to everything in my life.
Yeah.
Because I'm also Doug, the man who loves the color blue and silver. Doug, the man who drives a white Chevy. I'm a white Chevy driver. You know what I mean? Like, that's just who I am. Like, I'm all these things. So, yeah, like, don't pinpoint one thing about yourself and that's your best redeeming quality because that tells me the rest of you is nothing but shit. and I'm not going to waste my time on it. You know, I'm actually still friends with this guy on Facebook. And if you're listening to the podcast, I'm not going to say your name. You probably already know who you are. And I'm sorry for being blunt and out there, but oh well. You know, you have to fucking have something else about you that makes you interesting and redeeming and something that's good, something that helps other people. You know,
agreed.
And I'm not going to get on here and talk about all I do for people because I don't do it for them. I do it because it makes me feel good to do stuff for people, you know?
Yeah. And I think that also with the age gap too, something to just point out is I have not been in that many relationships.
Well, you went out of high school and you went into the first relationship, and basically what you were looking for is a life support, a life jacket, you know, because you were raised in the family you were raised in. Either you're drawn to that type of chaos and game playing and mindset, and you just repeat it until you find out who you are and you figure out, hey, this isn't the life I want. You know, and I came along at a point where you came right out of that, and you had some time in between where life was horrible for a while, and you picked yourself up and you did something with yourself. And that's why I'm with you. You know, because history dictates that I pick an asshole that doesn't care about anybody but himself and does what they want. And so when I broke up with the last one, it was such a bad experience of fucking insanity. Like, I can't understand the insanity on this person. Was just fucking the abuse and the fucking shit that I dealt with was horrifying. And I'm like, I can't do this no more. I can't jump from one relationship into the other. I gotta take some time and figure out my anger on this, or else I'm gonna keep being attracted to the same asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I mean, I didn't actually tell myself to take time. Mine was kind of forced time.
Yeah, but you needed it. It was good you took it.
But I definitely did need it. And in that year and a half before you and I had started talking and stuff and got together, I had grown up a lot. Like, the person I was a year and a half before I met you was not the person I was when I met you.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of that stuff, like, and some people can't make it through heartache and pain and all that kind of stuff.
Plus, you know how brash and insensitive I can be sometimes. If I'd have met you back then, you wouldn't have liked me. I'd have just been an ignorant fucking motherfucker, and I'd have fucking picked on you because I would have saw you as, you know, not being a man, but being like, you know, off from all the shit, yeah. You know? So you can't let your first perspective of a relationship be something like that. You know, that's why people are just like, oh, girl, he was fine till I got to know him. He got crazy. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's about. People don't take time between relationships.
Yeah.
So they're not acting like themselves. They're acting like the person they just left, especially if there's an abusive relationship. Stop it. So
the cats are playing and they're messing up the box. Yeah, and I think that you do need to take time in between relationships. Like, that's good advice for everybody, whether it's just a normal breakup or you think that, you know, it was kind of like a casual or a whatever that word is where you decide together.
Mutual
decision. There's still some pain there that you got to deal with. And if you don't deal with pain, if you don't deal with your thoughts, it is going to trickle over into the next relationship. And look how much has trickled over into our relationship. And we did take time.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if we didn't. Like, this would be a shit show. But it's not a shit show. It's just, you know, a B-rated show because we decided to take some time and figure out who I was as a person. And then I just kept saying I would just let it happen naturally. And everybody kept telling me I was crazy. It wasn't going to happen naturally. Like, you had to find love. No, you don't really, or you don't have to find love at all. you really need to just let love find you.
Yeah, like when I left my ex, he had a full-on mental psychotic breakdown, and our friends had to rally together to stay with him 24/7 because he was going to kill himself. And in my thinking, it's like, how can you be oblivious to the fact that you lied, you cheated, you fucking played head games, you tried to separate me from my friends and family, you made up fucking lies, you sowed discord, like you did all this shit. Why do you think I would stay and deal with that? And then when I didn't, why are you going to kill yourself? How do you want me around if that's what you want to do, is change everything about me? Like, why do you want to be around me? Why do you need me? I don't need you if that's what the case is going to be. You know, so it comes down to, like, mutually agreeing on things and adjusting around each other to form what you want, the lives you want. And there's going to be hills, there's going to be valleys, there's going to be fucking shit to get out of the fucking septics. You know, there's going to be clogged pores. There's everything you got to deal with. You know what I mean? A finger infection.
Yeah.
Because you got an ingrown fingernail. That's what life has, is all these different things. Then you have, like, the coronavirus right now. That's pretty much the whole world has cancer. The whole entire world has cancer right now. And as a people, we are united in fighting this disease. And you got some parts of the body, like the big toe or the ear, that's fighting because they want to be a fucking nose or a fucking toenail. You know, it's like, do your fucking job and shut the fuck up. Let's fight, doesn't get it done. Quit being selfish fucking bitches all the fucking time about everything.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think a lot of, like, when that happened, like that, and I know that you probably sensed it, and it took me a lot longer to process it than you had realized it, because you kept saying something about it, is when I got laid off, like, my first instinct was, how's Doug going to react to this? Like, is he going to be mad at me? Like, is he going to...
Why would I be mad at you?
You know what I mean? Like, just because of my last relationship, like, that was all the reactions that I would have gotten from my last relationship, and I was just like... But then I just had to stop and think, like, he's not her, and he's not going to judge me because this shit's going on, and this has happened to many people. But it was something that I had to deal with at a certain point.
Yeah.
So I think we should end the episode talking about our birthday plans. What is your birthday plans?
Well, I would like to go river tubing. My thing is, like, I love river tubing or going to Cedar Point for my birthday. But I don't want to be nowhere near no theme parks or carnivals or anything, amusement parks, anything like that. Because I love roller coasters, but I don't want to be around motherfuckers with all this shit.
Yeah.
When they get vaccines and get it all figured out, that's a different story, you know? But for right now, I'm just not planning those trips. We ended up canceling our trip to Tennessee. So many people were looking forward to that, and they're upset about it. But our health has to come first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we can always go to Tennessee and have fun. I mean, it's not like we can't plan another trip next year. They do Pride every year. So we can plan a trip next year, and who knows? That trip could have been better than this year was, if we had one this year. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like when things happen, there's a reason why they happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because, A, like, there could have been something that, you know, could possibly put us in danger during that time, whether it was Corona, whether it was a car accident. You know what I mean? Like, this happened for a reason. So we just replan it and still have a blast the next time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not upset about it.
So
I am, but not like that.
And we had to cancel our trip in May.
Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing the lesbians.
Yes.
I love my lesbians.
But we're going to have to make sure that we're safe before we go down there, and make sure that they're safe and we're not bringing something down to them and all that kind of stuff.
Maybe we could just visit them in Virginia and have fun down there.
Yeah. We have to think about others. in this time.
Yeah.
So when we get closer to my birthday, I will tell you what my plans are for my Dirty 30. All right.
If y'all want to go river tubing with us, you're more than welcome. We go to Moncton. I usually have tubes. So if you want to bring your tubes. But I usually have them. But you're more than welcome to come. I would love to get to know everybody.
So hit us up. Contact us. You can reach out to us on fb.me/kindcast. That is our Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter @kind_cast. Follow us on Instagram @kind_cast. Follow Doug Parks on TikTok @DouglasParks7. You can follow me on TikTok @DouglasParks7. If you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, it's TerryMiller91 and Terry has two Y's. So until next time, stay true and
hug somebody
and be a big deal. Bye.
Bye.
Follow Kind of a Big Deal on Facebook @KindCast or fb.me/KindCast. You can also follow the podcast Instagram and Twitter @Kind_Cast. Check out our podcast anchor page @anchor.fm/Kind of a Big Deal. Follow Terry Miller on Instagram and Twitter @TerryMiller91. And on TikTok @TerryClayMillerJr. Follow Doug Parks on TikTok @DouglasParks7. XOXO, stay true. This has been a production of Claywater Productions. Listen to our other podcasts, Off the Beaten Path, Tackled, Kind of a Big Deal, Carpool Podcast, and Tea Time with Paul Douglas. You can listen to all of our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and anywhere else you enjoy listening to podcasts. Bye!